This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about gene therapy. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people with rare and devastating diseases look to gene therapy as a path toward a cure, the only path, perhaps. And every time there's a new option, a new clinical trial, it means a ray of hope, but also a mad scramble to get more information and to try to get enrolled in the trial. Nicole Leonard has this story of a family facing a looming deadline.
The Huber family lives in a two-story house at the top of a cul-de-sac in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm greeted by a small, fluffy dog and the kids. There's Stone, who is 5 and full of energy.
My name is Stone. I can help you.
And Cash, who is 6. He's quieter than his little brother, a bit shy, and also tired from a recent round of steroid treatments. Before his second birthday, Cash's parents, Jenna and Phil, noticed their son was showing early signs of muscle weakness. They had to keep going back to the doctors to have these symptoms taken seriously. But eventually, they got a devastating diagnosis. Cash had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It mainly affects boys and causes the muscles in the body to deteriorate. About 20,000 children globally are diagnosed with this incurable genetic disorder every year. The disease is always fatal, and most people who have it don't live past their 20s or 30s.
We were served the diagnosis, and I say served because it was like, here's your death sentence, you know, and good luck, and there's nothing. There might be, you know, in the future, this kind of treatment, they're working on it, but it's in clinical trials, and it's not necessarily going to be available to you. It's dependent on, you know, so many different factors.
As horrible as this moment was, Jenna says she and Phil didn't wallow too long in the diagnosis. They immediately started researching future therapies that might one day be available to Cash, including gene therapy.
It was the golden goose from day one, and my eye was on that prize from day one.
They heard about gene therapies that were being tested for muscular dystrophy and were aiming to slow the progression of the disease, pause the muscle deterioration and weakness. Clinical trials targeted young boys 4 to 5 years old, because at those ages, many kids are still ambulatory, not yet confined to walkers and wheelchairs. So Jenna and Phil got to work, tried to get Cash into a clinical trial for gene therapy when he was 4. He passed all the preliminary medical tests and screenings, and while he was still very much ambulatory, he didn't complete a test where he had to go from laying down to standing up in under 5 seconds. So he was disqualified.
You know, it was like a behavioral thing. He just didn't want to do it. So he failed out of that. And, you know, we were left kind of like hopeless again because there was no timeline on when this would be FDA approved or commercially available for him.
But that hope returned when the FDA granted accelerated approval for a gene therapy drug this past June. The federal agency determined that the treatment was safe and that it had potential to delay disease progression. It doesn't return or repair any muscle that is already lost or damaged, but researchers say it can pause further breakdown. As for how long, nobody knows yet. But for the Huber family, this was the lifeline they had been waiting for. The treatment is narrowly approved for kids 4 and 5 years old, and that meant a race against the clock for Cash. His 6th birthday was fast approaching that summer. His parents rushed him to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where the drug was being administered. And then they learned the upcoming birthday was just one obstacle.
They told me the price, and they sat me back, and they're like, so yeah, this is going to be $3.2 million. I remember just sitting back in my seat. And like my whole heart, I was like, I'm sorry, you guys, but I was like, we don't have that kind of money. And they're like, no, the insurance will pay for it. Well, in my mind, I was like, the insurance is going to pay for this? $3.2 million? Okay. All right.
Phil had good reason to be skeptical, especially considering what happened next when they submitted the request to their Delaware-based health insurance company.
First one was denied. Appeal immediately. They have 72 hours. And then we put the other one there. Denied.
For weeks, Phil spent hours on the phone every day, with the insurers, with activist organizations, with anyone who might be able to help, as he desperately searched for a way to get the treatment approved and paid for. Jenna says it was a stressful time. She was devastated that they might miss out on the therapy for cash after coming so close.
Because it was like, you know, this is something that we went through just about like a year and a half ago. You know, we failed out of that trial, and then the rug was kind of like, it was like dangling a carrot, and the rug was just swept, like taken from our feet, you know, again.
After many appeals and a petition letter signed by thousands of community members and families, the insurance company reversed its decision and approved the treatment. Right after his sixth birthday, Cash received the one-time treatment infusion in September.
It was such a relief because it's like, we got him there, he was healthy, we quarantined him, he wasn't sick, no sniffling, like all the symptoms, you know what I mean? They're like, we can't have any of that. And we got him in there, like in his little bubble of life, and he got it in him, and he was just so good. He's such a good kid, man.
And they're already seeing changes in Cash.
To see him, like, run around with his brother, wrestle when he wasn't wrestling a few weeks ago. He's bounding up the stairs. He wasn't doing that before. I have been giving him piggyback rides up for, like, 6 months now. Like, it's been really exciting.
Jenna and Phil are under no illusion that this treatment is a cure. They know it's still being studied, and there's no clear roadmap from here on out about the trajectory of Cash's disease. But they are hoping this will buy them more time.
He's still not going to be able to, like, run like a dash the way that kids do and climb things, but he can at least walk out to the playground and walk around and be included and catch up and keep up in his own way, you know? And it's just like, that is like a dream come true for us. Because, you know,
I just want him to be able to walk for the rest of his life. That's it. He doesn't have to be a superstar. He can just be like our superstar. You know what I mean? He's Cash, and he's going to be what he's supposed to be anyway. So, like, all of our expectations, you know, as a parent are just like out the door, because now it's just like, dude, the kid's just got something amazing, and he's just going to live the best life that he can live at this point.
Jenna and Phil say, as exciting as this is, they feel heartbroken for so many other families with kids who are older than five. This drug is not currently approved for treating them.
They're still walking. They deserve this drug. Yep. Their hearts are stable. Their lungs are functioning fully. You know, they deserve it just as much as Cash does.
Cash started kindergarten this fall, where he's learning the alphabet, making new friends, and playing outside at recess. He gets weekly blood work, and his parents take him to the hospital about once a month following the gene therapy treatment. Researchers will likely study his case for the rest of his life. Jenna and Phil say they can't help but imagine what that might look like for Cash, even if it isn't a certainty.
Cash is going to grow up, and he's going to be an adult. He's going to be a 40, 50, 60-year-old man, you know, and before that wasn't something that we would have been confident in saying. I probably would have said it anyway, but I don't know if I would have believed it, and now it's true. This is something that's going to happen.
For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Leonard.